One of the oldest fish species still in existence is the lake sturgeon. The torpedo-shaped fish has a family line that dates back as far as 136 million years ago. Today's lake sturgeon can live for a century, growing up to 85 inches in length. Their existence hasn't always been easy, though, in part due to overfishing. But in recent decades, Wisconsin has doubled down on restoring the giant fish. In fact, the Lake Winnebago system is home to one of the largest lake sturgeon populations in the world. And that's where a couple of days ago, WUWM's Susan Bentz learned what it takes to support the conservation. Susan stopped along the shores of the Wolf River in Outagamie County, where sturgeon were moving upstream and people crowded round to watch.
A collection of DNR biologists, lake sturgeon technicians, and some volunteers from UW-Stevens Point are perched along rocks that line the shores of the Wolf River, just outside Shaocton, Wisconsin.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, big one there, yeah.
Families crowd as close as they can to take in the process, as two people use nets to corral the giant fish, some weighing more than 70 pounds, up and out of the water. Then as quickly as possible, the fish are held in place to be measured, weighed, and tagged. Advanced sturgeon fisheries technician Emily McParling calls this the job of her dreams.
So I went to University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point for my undergrad, and I volunteered with the fish when I was still not 100% positive this is what I wanted to do, and I had so much fun that this became my life and my passion. So we have two or three people in the water, and they net the fish, and then we get them up the embankment with a few of our volunteers here, and we will bring the sturgeon up to our bump board here and measure the fish. We will also sex the fish, whether or not they're male or female, and tell if they're green or ripe, so if eggs or milt are coming out at the time. And then we'll check for a pit tag, and if they don't have one, we'll pit tag them, and then we'll set them back in the water.
So do you gather any eggs?
Our hatcheries will come on a day that they have high spawning activity, and they will gather the eggs, but our crew does not personally gather the eggs during this time. Right now, we are marking our fish for our mark and recapture for our population estimates. In the winter, we are getting ready for sturgeon spearing and hosting a sturgeon spearing, and we also do a sturgeon transfer for the Menominee tribe, where we transfer the fish above the Shawano Dam.
I'm good.
73.5.
The sturgeon can't wait to return to the river. It's not an elegant return. A tarp lies over the boulders that separate the fish from its waters, creating a bumpy slide back into the water.
237-222. So our system has one of the largest lake sturgeon populations, and being able to provide, so this is habitat that we put out for them, and being able to provide this habitat gives them an area to spawn, which creates a very healthy, naturally reproducing system, which also gives us the ability to take eggs and give them to less reproducing systems all over the country. So we're able to help them rehabilitate their sturgeon populations.
So you figure you'll be out how many more days?
It really depends on what the fish do and what the weather does. So if we get a really big cold snap, they'll probably pause for a little bit. But so far the weather looks pretty steady, so we're thinking we'll be out for the rest of the week, and we have hatchery guys on the ready. We have people from Georgia, Warm Springs Hatchery, they're ready on their way up, so hopefully we'll be able to get them eggs soon here. So as soon as the fish are ready, which means we need enough males and females that are ripe and ready to go, then they can start taking their eggs. I mean, this is a unique system. There's not many places that so many people are passionate about a certain species, so it's just amazing to see and be able to work with the public and the fish that everyone loves.
Susan Bentz, along with dozens of other people who can't get enough of this sturgeon stuff, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
236-926.
Watch out, guys. You really don't want